This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is partnering with Apple and Google on a COVID-19 contact tracing app for smartphones. Users can find out anonymously if they've been exposed to the virus. Governor Polis says the app, called EN Express, does not collect unnecessary personal data.
It doesn't know who you are or where you are. It's strictly anonymous. It simply will exchange a bit where if a phone that you were near, that person contracts COVID, you would then get an alert. This is key in really amplifying our ability to fight and contain this virus and Coloradans being able to enjoy themselves more.
Polis says a similar system is successful in South Korea. House Democrats continue to question William Perry Pendley's leadership of the Bureau of Land Management. At a House forum today, Democrat Deb Haaland of New Mexico says Pendley's record needs to be scrutinized, including his past support for selling public lands and his relationship with Native American tribes.
We need to shine a light on Mr. Pendley's actions. I had hoped that might be a job for our colleagues in the Senate, but even the president recognizes that senators have a breaking point. And Mr. Pendley would not have withstood scrutiny ahead of an up or down vote.
The White House pulled Pendley's nomination as BLM director yesterday, but he will continue to lead as the acting head. 38 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 52 in Vail, 55 degrees in Grand Junction, 44 in Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.